Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Oh, hi, Tom Allen here. Just before the episode begins, I wanted to let you know that I've got a new book coming out. It's my first novel, and it's called Common Decency, and you can pre-order it right now from all good retailers.
Hi, guys, Susie here. I've been lucky enough to read it, and it's absolutely bloody brilliant. I'm so proud of him. Pre-order it now.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Hello. I'm going to apologise early doors. My voice is quite croaky this morning.
Well, I think the little hay fever is starting for me, so...
Oh, is it?
I'm all systems go, yeah.
You wait until that pollen tells you who's boss.
Yeah, it really does boss us around.
I was on my knees.
Were you?
Screaming at the trees, crying. Oh. Well, I don't know if it was crying, the tears, or if it was just my...
Just generally, just, yeah. I always describe it as like having an itch inside your face that you can't scratch.
Yes, or in your brain. Or your ear, but you, there's nothing long enough.
Yes. Oh, yes, very annoying, very annoying. But I don't know, I just have to wait until the pollen that hates me comes out. It'll probably be on a day when I'm doing something quite nice. Typical, isn't it?
Just oh, yes. Luck. Just your luck.
Typical me. Would happen to me, wouldn't it?
Apparently, it's the tree pollen that has made me so. Apparently, that's what there's a lot of tree pollen.
I thought I got tree pollen hay fever, but maybe not. Or maybe a different birch pollen or something that's yet to come in.
Birch don't kill my vibe.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Birch, please.
Where are my birches at?
Oh, that's nice. That's
well, you
nice.
Know, I've got a silver birch.
Have
and
you?
I've never thought birch, please. So I'm going to start saying that when I see
birch,
you.
Please. Well, there you go. There we go. We've done it.
We've completed podcasting, I think.
We've made the funniest joke today.
Yeah, I think so. How's your week been?
Well, it's been good. I had a book event. I'm starting to do more book events for the novel coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
And
book, please.
Book, please. And it was an event for Waterstones, all the people who sort of sell the books, different Waterstones. And it was very fun. There were lots of other authors on. But I realized they were much better at like describing their book. I sort of went up there and just sort of started talking my usual rambling way. And everyone had 4 minutes.
How long did you do? 45?
I did. Tight. 37. No, they were like, 1 minute. You've got 1 minute left. I was like, oh God, I haven't even talked about the book. And I just started talking about, like, it's really hard to write a book. And I was like, oh, it's so eggy getting up here and like trying to like flog you all a book. So I just said like, look, if you like it, you know, tell people about it. If you don't like it, just shut up about it. Okay?
Great.
Don't go around slagging it off.
Oh, that's really fun. That's great.
That's good instruction, isn't it? And then, and I said to them, well, it's about suburbia and it's about, I suppose I did give them a bit of a rundown, but everybody else was like more specific with the like plot overviews.
Yeah.
Whereas I tended to be like, it's about this. And then I was like, oh, the character's called this and this and this. I did give them a bit, but I was just like, God, what am I doing? Just being like, oh, it's just so hard to write a book. Cause you send in the draft and then they come back and go, this bit needs changing at the beginning. And I'm like, that bit, I can't remember that bit. It was ages ago. They seem to laugh at that. I had a nice time.
I'm sure you were very charming and very funny. But I remember when I had to do that for mine, when you, because was it in your publishers?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so it's in sort of maybe like an atrium area?
Yes, it was in the canteen on the top floor.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh.
We did that gig there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
In the atrium of your publishers.
Yes, there's atrium spaces.
You get me all the big gigs.
It's a big, big day.
Okay. Big day. It's in the daytime. There are no curtains.
Yeah, lovely, lovely.
It's over and audience's lunch. Say no more. I'll be there.
What time does it start? That sounds like my dream gig.
I'll do it for expenses.
Don't worry about a thing. Yeah.
But I think that there are people that are very... I remember there was a children's author that got up and spoke, and she was... I mean, because she's a full-time children's author who's brilliant. Mm. And she got up and was so... This is what happens, and it's an adventure. And... Yes, and I was right. Like, she's great.
Yeah, I want to read that book.
And I got up and I was like, I've always been someone that worries a lot. And I'm trying to worry less. Sometimes it works. I've written a book about it. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It's different. But I did feel like, oh. But, you know, that's what, but that would have got across your book.
But also, Tom, your book is you. And that is you being you.
I guess.
And so if people like you... they will love this book. If people don't like you,
they will not love this book.
Well, send them to hell in a handcart.
Yeah, just
like we don't care about those guys.
I haven't got time for them. No,
you're right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody.
Does me better
than you.
Makes me happy. Yeah,
makes me
feel this way.
It was interesting, anyway. It was very nice, and all the other authors were really inspiring.
Yeah,
can't wait to read their books.
Tom!
Oh, dear. But I did say, like, it's so eggy, like, trying to sell a book. Like, so, like...
Tom, it's fine.
I know.
I think you're overthinking.
Yes.
Do you think you have maybe some space now because you're not absolutely running 100 miles an hour because of Titanic and your brain's going, maybe we should worry about something?
Yes, there is a bit of that. I mean, I'm sort of... And I have to remind myself, like, it's okay, you're still on the come down from that.
And also, you're probably still, like, knackered.
Yes, it's probably that as well.
You're a tired boy that's just doing his best.
Just doing my best, a bit tired. Suze, you're right. I hadn't thought about that.
I apologise for my croaky voice. I had a very late night last night, but drank water all night.
Oh, where were you?
I was hosting an event for Sky Sports.
Oh, Susie.
Yeah, and there were a couple of lionesses there. Wow. And it was quite exciting.
Yeah.
They kept them in cages. And but also the sugar babes.
What?
The babes were there.
That's amazing.
And it's the original lineup.
Because they go on tour, they've been on tour.
I think they're just back.
The babes are back.
And do you know what, Tom? They were so good.
So they sung a bit?
They sang a bit. They did 4 songs.
Oh.
Bit of choreo. Do you know what? You don't see that much choreo these days.
No, it's great to see, isn't it? Yeah.
It's great to see a bit of choreo when they were doing round, round, baby, round, round. Oh. They walked around the mic stand. I thought, you've had that choreo for 25 years. And do you know what? If it ain't broke.
Don't fix it.
There you go.
Exactly. How true is that?
They were really great.
Yeah.
I was very teen me.
Oh, I bet.
You know, felt very... It felt a real throwback, but also still somehow still really current. Everyone lost their minds.
Yeah, great. I love those bands like that.
You know, I don't know. Do you think this is true to say? Do you think that when we were growing up, like there was people were listening to less music because there wasn't like Spotify where you could go, give me something that's
upbeat, sad. Yeah.
Upbeat and new.
Yeah.
Instead, you'd go, oh, what's on the radio? And I've got these 4 cassettes.
Yes, or CDs. Exactly. I think there was an experience of like putting on an album that was very kind of precious, and you'd listen to the album and engage with it. And
yeah.
Listening to music was a much more kind of exciting time or precious time. Whereas now you can just like, and I often do just like, oh, I like that song, I want to listen to it again. And I listen to it like 100 times. And then
you
sick.
Do like ruining a song, don't you? Yeah, overplaying it until you ruin it. I do that as well, though.
See?
See?
It wasn't just me being weird.
That was so... I feel like I got a real insight into like you at 9.
Yeah, see?
See?
See? Told you.
They were great.
And where was it held at this event? What sort of space?
Have you been to Quaglino's?
Yes, we went there once for my mum's 50th birthday.
It's very nice.
Yeah, down the stairs though, a bit scary, aren't they?
Yeah, well, had to welcome the evening halfway down the stairs and then walk and talk to the stage.
Oh my goodness, that is so Sky
Tell
Sports.
Everyone, I'm putting it on my CV, I can now walk And indeed talk.
And talk at the same time. That's lovely, isn't it? And was it a dinner event?
It was dinner. And I had to chat to some people in the audience. There were some Olympians, some Paralympians, some golfers, some cricketers. Alessia Russo, who's a lioness, who's absolutely brilliant. And Hannah Hampton, who's England's goalie, who again, just phenomenal. Lots of brilliant sports people.
Yeah.
And so I had to do a bit of chat.
Oh, then lovely, Sue.
We had some courses and then I did a bit more chat to the audience. Yeah. People were sort of poised for questions. It's about how we can keep girls in sports, and because the drop off at like 12 years old is really high.
Oh.
And then if you don't, basically they've done this massive study that if you don't continue playing sport, you might never get into it. And they've noticed that women that play sports in their teenage years tend to have more confidence as an adult.
Sure.
In like work environments, working as a team, that sort of thing. So they're trying to find a way to keep girls in sports.
Oh.
But it's often to do with like being cool or not wanting to get sweaty at school and things like that. And so they're trying to find ways to explain to kids how cool sport is. And
yeah.
Anyway, so it was very good. It was lovely to be a part of in a very small way.
It was a very positive thing.
It was, you know, it was a very positive thing. It was nice to be involved in something that was about talking about like, this is what we need to do, but also going, it's a very inspiring time for women's sport.
Yeah,
in general.
I'll say it is. I think that's very true. I'm not a sporty person. But sport, I think, does bring out a lot of confidence, doesn't it? And I think if I'd found something a bit sport, a bit sort of group in my 20s, I think I would have felt a lot more confident.
Have you thought about rugby?
I've thought about it. And I just think it's very violent, isn't it? But I would have liked to have been on a team maybe, but I don't know. I haven't really got the shoulders for it. And I do worry about my teeth.
Yes, I agree. I would worry about my teeth too. I was opposite a boxer for dinner.
Oh, that must have been a bit unnerving.
But do you know what? She was so shy. I thought that's interesting, isn't it?
Boxers often are. They're very, very genteel.
Very mild-mannered. And I thought, gosh, you literally punch people in the face for a living.
Yes, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
It really is.
Was she having a fight that day?
No.
Just a bit of skipping.
Just a bit of skipping, I imagine.
On a trampoline, yeah.
Maybe one of those trampolines. Oh, talking of trampolines, Bryony Page was there as well. Do you know who Bryony Page is?
No.
So I don't know if you know this, Tom, and I'm not one to brag.
Susie,
you well know.
Introduce us.
My mum, when she was a teenager, was the best trampolinist in Portsmouth. Do you know this about my mum?
I think you may have mentioned it once, but I enjoy going down this memory
because
lane.
Because of that, my mum loves watching the trampolining on telly, and the last Olympics, it was an Olympic medal.
Wow.
Which I don't think it had been before, or certainly there'd been like a break. Anyway, Bryony Page, who is the girl from England, won the gold medal. And honestly, do you know what? All of yous, if you've got, I don't know, 90 seconds today, watch Bryony Page winning the gold medal at the Olympics. It is phenomenal.
Really?
It's just incredible.
Is it based on height, how high you jump, or is it about how many things you do?
Well, I think it's based on height because of the higher you are, the more spins you can do.
Oh, and she spins?
Tom, you wouldn't believe.
Oh my gosh, she must have loved that song from the Sugar Babes.
Yes, yeah, I think she probably did.
Maybe that was written about her.
Anyway, so she was there. I mean, it was very fun.
Oh, that was... Did you tell her what big fans of your family are?
I did. I had to go straight over to her and I said... I've watched that clip of you winning the Olympic gold so many times.
And what did she say? Thank you.
She was like, oh, thanks so much. Cheers. I was like, it's just brilliant.
That's the other thing, isn't it? Sometimes sports stars, particularly the niche sports, aren't always aware of how popular they are.
Yeah, that's true.
What impact they've had.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Should we do some emails this week?
I would love to hear from the like-minded friends.
Of course we would.
Should we call them something that our listeners, I thought this the other day. What about the clangers?
The clangers, yes, let's do that.
Should we hear from the Clangers today?
Okay, here we go. Hi, Susie and Tom. Hope you don't mind a little chatter from a stranger on a Tuesday morning. I used to listen religiously, and for whatever reason, I slipped off the listening train a while ago. Ouch. However, I've recently started a new job and it requires an hour's drive each way. So I thought, better way to catch up. And turns out I've been off track since August 24.
Oh my goodness.
I started at the beginning of Feb and I'm still not caught up, which is great for me. I love having you two keeping me company on my commute. I always felt the two of you were a positive constant in my life, and I hadn't realised how much relief I get from listening to the two of you chatter away about your daily happenings.
Oh my goodness.
In the time I've not listened, so much has happened. Yeah. And even though our conversations are very much one way, it felt strange to come back with all this newness and not have you present for any of it. I mean, I agree, Maisie. This person's called Maisie. I spent the majority of last year in a really negative and anxious place, silently struggling with a severe panic disorder. Oh, they're awful. And intrusive thoughts. Oh, I've been there. That is awful. Why I didn't think of listening to the pod is beyond me. Outwardly, I am, or at least I like to think, a very positive person, always smiling and laughing, calm-headed and easygoing. Having to push through to still be this person has been a real difficulty. Though I am still struggling daily, I'm trying to continue to put forward positive energy and thoughts into everything I do. It's hard, but it's happening, and we've got to work through it. Right in the middle of my anxiety and panic back in April, my girlfriend proposed to me in San Sebastian.
Oh, what a glamorous place. Like the tapas capital.
Yeah. Yes. Which wildly was now already a year ago. Although it was a fantastic surprise, the joy was slightly tainted by this lingering fear and panic that consumes me daily. Oh, I really know that feeling. Since then, we've planned a whole bloody wedding. We're tying the knot in September with a choir, brackets, 100 plus guests, wedding. How does anyone have a quiet one nowadays? At the beautiful Headingham Castle, not a National Trust site, Tom, but nevertheless, a stunning medieval keep and grounds.
Oh, I like that.
And last week, we booked our honeymoon in Tahiti. I am so excited. I've even splashed out on one of those overwater bungalows. A real treat.
Oh.
I love. I've been feeling conflicted in my emotions, ecstatic about the wedding, but some days crippled with panic. Rediscovering this podcast has been a real way of regulating those emotions, realizing that so many people struggle, but also have things they enjoy. And I hope as long as the podcast continues, I can feel at peace with these feelings. I would like to quickly shout out my wonderful fiance for everything she's done in this past year, continually being my support and never letting me feel alone. She really is wonderful and I can't wait to marry her. Thanks for this weekly one-way conversation. It's a glorious half hour of peace. I hope maybe you'll read this out on an episode soon and I might catch it by surprise when I finally get up to date. A large and singular goodbye. Maisie.
Wow, what a lovely message, Maisie.
What a lovely message. Oh, intrusive thoughts. Oh. Maisie, I've been there and they can be so loud. Oh, it's so exhausting and it makes you feel so sad. But I hope when you're listening to this, you're feeling good.
Oh, yes, I hope so too. Take it slowly and yeah, what a lovely thing you've got coming up.
Very exciting indeed. Tom, would you take the one about the Gloucester gig?
I've got it right here, Suze.
Great.
Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first time writing to the podcast. I hope this humour finds you well. Have listened to Like-Minded Friends for years, and it's a real highlight to my week. Like listening to a couple of dear friends over a cuppa. I'm a midwife, and your chat regarding Call the Midwife always makes me smile. Dr. Tina Turner would be welcome for work experience in our hospital if she can't get into Nanata's house anytime soon. I was so lucky to get tickets to see Susie in Gloucester this week with my girlfriend and daughter. My not-so-wee girl is 14 now and is very excited for her first comedy gig. Being a mum to a teen is not easy. Definite mean girl vibes. Though I have to always remind myself it's harder for her than it is for me. Being a teenager sucks. Anyway, she loved the show too. Definitely a comedy fan, which is giving us some more areas of common ground. So thank you for that. She came out to me a year or so ago and told me she wasn't worried about doing it at all, which I feel in part is due to having great queer role models that she hears on the reg, like you both. So thank you for all you do. Oh, that's very generous. Just wanted to say we love the show. Susie was so funny, and it was a delight to get to meet you at the end of the show and get my book signed. Clang! I am not from Gloucester originally, so I take no responsibility for the patron you had the pleasure of dealing with, but we just wanted to say he did exceptionally well in being kind but fair in a very difficult situation. We were so glad when she left. Good luck with the rest of the tour, Susie, and congrats to Tom after his run in Titanic. I'll be buying your novel next. Oh, thank you. All the love in the world from Jill in Gloucester. Bye, etc. Oh, Susie, what happened in Gloucester?
I think I had one of the drunkest people I've ever had at a tour show.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's honestly, what a thrill.
Yeah. I never get too angry about them. But
no, I didn't either. She was, here's the thing. She wasn't mean.
Right, she wasn't, that's what I mean, yeah.
There was nothing, like at one point she just shouted out, "You're really funny."
Lovely. Lovely.
Which, you know, is a lovely thing, you know, but she was just very drunk. Yeah. Very, very drunk, sort of incomprehensible drunk. So that began, and I sort of noticed it from about the first gag. There was a slight rumble in the audience constantly. And it is fine. And like, thank goodness that this didn't happen in like, because I'm quite in the tour now, I wasn't distracted or I wasn't going to lose my way.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times where I did have to deal with her. And look, I have made a real tit of myself when I've been drunk before. And,
I've got more drunk than I realised, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And no one ever plans to be the most annoying person at a gig.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she left the house going, "I'm going to embarrass myself and Gloucester tonight." But I would say one of the funniest bits was, I mean, it's sort of weird because adrenaline wise, you feel very like sort of pumped from it.
Right.
Because you don't know what, you're really on high alert. So it means that like there's a slight frenetic energy to you.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully the audience wouldn't have realized, but I felt like I was, in a way I was sort of going like the clappers because I wanted to get to the end of a bit before she interrupted. She kept talking over the punchline.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just annoying, but no one died, you know, it's not. So I was in a guild hall rather than like a theatre space. So I'm on quite a high stage.
Yes, I was going to say those spaces can be sometimes.
And the roof is quite high. It's more of a music venue, you know.
Right.
What you really want in a comedy room is, well, in an ideal world, you've got one of those old theatres and then you've got balconies because that really helps with the sound. It keeps all the laugh compact. Whereas if you've got a very high ceiling, the laugh just sort of vanishes and... You know all this, Tom. I'm just sort of explaining to our dear clangers.
Yeah.
So the room's not perfect for stand-up, but it's perfectly nice. Everyone there is lovely, including this girl that was just really hammered. Then it was like someone said, "Let's all have a wee."
Oh, God.
So then people started, a couple of guys started going for a wee in that way that men sometimes do where like one of them like stamped down the stairs.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And they had to walk to the front of the stage.
To get out, yeah.
And then sort of did that thing where they like gave you a thumbs up.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so two people did that. But of course, those people always think they're funny.
Yeah.
That... And then afterwards, it was like, "Oh, I made you laugh when I left for a wee, didn't I?"
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Honestly, I find men having weak bladders so funny. As I say, all perfectly nice people. But then I did some crowd work, and she thought, this is my moment.
Yes.
So people that see the show will know, and I'm not giving away too much. There's a bit where I talk about if anyone's seen a ghost, because I tell a story
about, And
she was like, "I've got one." And I was like, "I really don't want it to be you."
Of course you have.
There it is. Yeah. But then I thought, oh, fuck it. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
I mean,
why not?
It is one of the joyful things about stand-up is that the liveness of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, you do, you know, those gigs are, you know, they do add sort of some seasoning to a tour where you go, oh, yeah, that's one that I'll remember.
Yes.
And, I mean, she just couldn't get past the first line of the story.
Oh, God.
And just kept repeating what her mum had said about it. And it was like I was in some sort of time loop. She just couldn't get past this first bit. And by this point, I was sort of hysterical as well. Yes. Then I moved on to somebody else. And then she got up from her chair. She was in the front row. She got up from her chair and leant on the front of the stage.
Oh, no.
And said, "I want to talk to you."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
And I was like, "Hun, I'm at work."
Yeah, I can't just chat with you.
I can't just chat with you right now.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
Bless her. And then, like, minutes before the interval. So I'm like, please just stay in your seat and shut up and we'll get you out of the interval. That's the kindest thing to do, trying to bring in security. Like also the security, I don't know how secure they were.
Right. Okay.
Sure. You know, but then like halfway through the last bit of the first half, she got up and walked to the corner of the room and just stood in the dark.
Oh, like the Blair Witch Project.
And I said to her, what are you doing? And she went, I need a wee.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my
and I
goodness.
Said, oh, hon, the door's that way. And so she went out and then I said, I think it's kinder if we don't let her in, back in. And then the second half was lovely, but it does slightly change your headspace.
Yeah.
But I think people still enjoyed it. And
we say it's just people, isn't it?
It's just people. And like, as I say, you know, I remember turning up to a gig drunk once because I forgot I had a gig in and I really embarrassed myself and I punished myself for years over it. And so I didn't want to be mean to her.
Yeah, we've all done it.
We've all done it. But it was slightly... I mean, I got off stage and me and my tour manager, Jay, really just couldn't stop laughing because we were like, that was so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's the joy of it as well, isn't it? It's like a live experience like that.
Yeah. But do you know what I did think? I thought, I can't wait to tell Tom this on Nightmare in France.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did because, you know, I think it's one of those things, isn't it, that they're kind of, but I guess as well as coming through the club circuit,
we've got
used to people who were a little bit eccentric, a little bit excited.
Yes.
So nothing really phases us, which I think is a good thing. But
that's true, I think.
I mean, like you say, what can you do? But it's very one of those sort of strange ones of like, it is kind of amusing, but also, and I do want you to be okay, but at the same time, I do have to do the gig for the other people here.
And also, you know, it also meant that I sort of forgot a callback and then sort of I punished myself for that. And Joe was like, you do not need to punish yourself. Yeah. It doesn't matter. No one noticed.
No one noticed. Yeah, these things that only we know. Yeah.
But I think, you know, because you work so hard on a show, you sort of go, well, I want everyone to get all the little bits and the story. Yeah. And the reason that I've told you this story is because it's going to pay off in a little while. And that might seem a bit of a random thing, but I clear it up over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those ones where you go, oh, I'll think about that in a year and still laugh. It was funny.
Oh,
you know, the
good.
Next morning it was still sort of tickled me. The idea of someone leaning on the stage and saying, I want to talk to you.
Oh, I know. I mean... And to them, it seems perfectly rational. But
well, of course, because they're hammered. They've forgotten that there's another 300 people in the room.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Zeus, bless you. Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Bless her.
I mean, however annoying it was for me, I imagine the next morning she felt dreadful.
Oh, my God.
And then apparently she was helped out of they were like the cab ranks over there. And then she like fell over into a bollard and hit her head. I mean, she was just.
Oh, no. Oh, bless. Yeah.
Shit-faced.
Oh, yeah. We've all done it.
We've all done it. But yeah, I thought that might make our like-minded friends laugh this morning.
Oh, well done, like-minded friends. Well done for coming to see the show. And it sounds like they absolutely loved it. And it, if anything, added to the fun of it.
Well, yes, who knows? But yeah, it was fun.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I also met a like-minded friend last night at the event who I want to say hello to, who said, I love like-minded friends, but I didn't catch his name because I was about to go on stage and so I was slightly in my head.
Nice.
But he was absolutely lovely. And he was a private secretary to an MP.
Oh, that's glamorous.
So it's good to know that there are people in the Houses of Parliament that listen to this.
We've got the ear of power, I would say.
Oh, my God, Tom, we have. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realise that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd like to have a private secretary.
Are we the strong arm of the law?
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Did we fight the law and we won?
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're that.
I feel quite powerful now. That's good because I've only had a few hours sleep.
Oh.
And I've got to have my photos taken today, so.
Oh, you do? Oh, Sis. You look lovely.
Tom.
No, you look lovely. What time is the photo call?
Oh, not until 2. I tell you what I'm going to do in a minute, Tom.
What?
I'm going to lay on the bed.
Oh, with Tiggy. That's the nice thing. I might do that.
And Tiggy's not allowed on the bed, but she gets on the bed.
I bet she does when you're there, doesn't she?
And we're going to get on the bed and we're going to have a cuddle and I'm going to have a little snooze and listen to a podcast.
Oh, lovely.
And just catch up on a little
20
bit
minutes,
of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little nappy.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what podcast I'm listening to?
What?
I mean, we shouldn't be plugging other ones on here. We can. We like sharing it.
What's it about?
It's about history.
Oh, the rest is history?
It's not the rest is history, which I have listened to. And it's very interesting. But this, I think, is a bit more playful. And dare I say, a bit more gay.
Oh.
It's a bit gay. It's called After Dark.
Oh, okay.
And it's great. It's really great. And they tell you about just a sort of a specific story from history. And it might be like the most shocking crime of the Victorian era or what shocked the Georgians.
Oh, I'd like that.
I find it, even though quite often they're talking about things that are very grim, but because they're such a long time ago, it doesn't feel like when you listen to like a murder pod.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, this happened 200 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, a bit like horrible histories, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
those people aren't around.
Those executions sound awful, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is such a pleasure.
Oh, give it a listen, Susan.
I think you'll really like, actually, do you know what, Tom? In a minute, I'm going to send you my favourites and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Oh, I'd like that. Because sometimes I think I had a bit of travel yesterday and it's so easy to just spend it on this kind of loop of just looking at social media, emails, WhatsApps, social media, emails, WhatsApp, and then occasionally the BBC website looking for something to stress me out. I just, I have taken steps to reduce that, but yet still I found myself doing that.
Well, I think sometimes you go on socials before you even...
Think
I would like to go on the socials.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, better just check in there. Oh, there's a lot going on. Oh, right.
But yeah. Tom, we've been talking for 2 weeks. Can you believe?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Suze, I'm sure the Clangers would love to know. Your tour is ongoing.
My tour is ongoing. This week I'm in Shrewsbury. Which I think is sold out, but may have a couple of tickets.
Great, Suze. Great.
It's very nice, isn't it? Here's one for everyone.
Yes.
I'm filming my show.
Great.
I'm going to film a show and we're going to make it so it's available to everyone globally because it's been lovely. How many like-minded friends have asked about that? If you want to come and see it, if you've seen the show before, please feel welcome to come again, but do laugh like you've not heard the jokes, if possible. I am filming it on June the 9th at Wilton's Music Hall.
Oh, Susie, what a lovely place to do it.
Yeah. Well, and if you've seen the show, you might know why.
Wonderful. Well, that's going to be so perfect.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. We're going to make it look very...
atmospheric.
Yeah, we're going to get some lamps and make it look all sort of old-fashioned-y.
A real music hall, which you love music halls.
You know I love music halls.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So do come. It's selling quite quickly. So if you want to come along.
Oh, well, there you go, everybody. There you go. Oh, great.
Great.
My novel is coming out on the 21st of May. I would love it if you pre-ordered it.
Yeah. Now let's talk about pre-orders just briefly because it totally changes. It can change your whole experience of publishing because if you get a lot of pre-orders, it means that booksellers know that it's selling well and they will order more books and then they might put it in their window or it might end up on a list of some description and lists are always really helpful, even though... You know, it's an annoying thing, but those things can be super, super helpful. So if you pre-order Tom's book, it is, giving him a little bit of an extra boost as he goes into publishing his first novel, which is, as I've said a number of times, excellent. It's really good. I really fell in love with the characters and felt like I knew them all.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Well, I'm looking forward to it coming out. And the publication date is 21st of May. So, you know. It's there. It'd be great if you fancied it, pre-ordering it.
Even if you don't fancy it, just pre-order it. If you could do a solid for Tom, if you've ever enjoyed this podcast, you will enjoy it. I'm only kidding.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, Susie. Thank you.
It has your sort of distinct style as a writer, I think.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you for that.
You read it and go, oh, I know, this is Tom. It's like he's reading it to me.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I hoped it would be like that.
It is like that. Right, enough of me.
Well, no.
Your ass.
Sure. Oh, well, we could let everybody get on.
Right, I'm going to go and listen to the episode that they've put out this week, which is about what really happened on the Titanic.
Oh, how apt.
The lights went out.
Oh.
whether the people in third class were actually trapped.
Oh.
What people were doing. How long did the band really play for?
Oh, okay.
All of these things. I need to be across
yes,
it.
Yes, I would like to know about those things.
Well, don't worry, Tom. I'm about to literally send you that episode.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks for that. And thanks, everybody. Well, everyone have great weeks. And
yeah, please do.
Thanks for joining us. And we will look forward to being with you next week.
We always do.
We always do.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.